Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
The U.S. has classified all three as wrongfully detained. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Americans everywhere are heading out for Thanksgiving. This sailor's arrived in Jacksonville, Florida, after 8 months of Navy missions overseas.
You can't describe it. I'm just grateful to God that I'm back with the family.
CBS New York's Elijah Westbrook.
AAA projects nearly 6 million people will be flying this Thanksgiving holiday travel period from this area. It's about a 2% jump from last year and an 11% increase since the pandemic.
Weather could get in the way. A big winter storm in the Rockies has dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of Colorado and Utah. The White House is touting a U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah that took effect early today. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Mornings.
The tens of thousands of Israeli citizens and hundreds of thousands of Lebanese civilians will be able to return to their home, and it's designed to be a permanent end to this war.
A police officer in Australia has been found guilty of manslaughter for using a taser on a 95-year-old great-grandmother in a nursing home. She had dementia, she was using a walker, and refused to put down a steak knife she was holding. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
The court has found Claire Nowlan died as a result of the actions of a police officer. This should never have happened.
She fell backwards, hit her head on the floor, and died a week later. Hyundai's recalling more than 226,000 SUVs and cars because the rear-view camera image may not show up on screens like they're supposed to. The recall covers Santa Fe's and Elantras from 2021 and 22. If you have one, drive it back to the dealer. They'll replace your camera for free. Harvey Weinstein's threatening to sue a New York jail for medical neglect. CBS's Michael Toscano.
His lawyers accused the aging facility of failing to manage Weinstein's conditions, including leukemia and diabetes. They allege freezing conditions and unclean prison clothing that doesn't get washed for weeks. They want $5 million in damages.
Dow up 68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. linebacker when they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
Side, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, we throw in Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, and I've realized that I can't tell you about Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story without saying it the way he always says it. It's Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. Be shortly after noon next hour on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small,
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a
could take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
John's Crocodile Rock, and I really probably shouldn't tell you this. I don't want to spoil any illusions of yours, but that Elton John song is the Elton John song that Elton John doesn't like. He did not like doing it in concert, but the public demanded it because it's such a fun sing-along song, I suppose. But he, all his life, he wanted to write a rock and roll song about rock and roll. And so, along with his longtime collaborator, Bernie Taupin, he did. Came up with Crocodile Rock. It went to number one. He had to do it every concert. And he hated it. So, there. I'm sorry. Cat's out of the bag. quick reminder, Badgers are playing Friday morning. The pregame starts at 9 a.m. here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
About history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. History. Biology. Well, French art too. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke. Local news, timeless hits, and Eddie Rabbit songs. And before you think, no, we're not going country, but Eddie Rabbit wrote this next song when nobody had ever heard of Eddie Rabbit outside of Nashville, and he was a songwriter and not a hitmaker at that point. But then he wrote this one song, and it was recorded by Elvis Presley. Kentucky Rain. Great song. Written by Eddie Rabbit.
Kentucky
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes. Photographed to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Yeah.
News, timeless hits. Let's present you with the local news part of that with Stuart J. Waddles on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Body camera from the first deputy on the scene has already been released in connection to that bus flipping over yesterday in Racine County. You see the deputy approaching the driver standing next to the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
A routine morning took an unexpected turn when the school bus collided with a Pontiac at Highway 36 and South Wind Lake Road yesterday. It's in the town of Norway. The impact caused the bus, which was empty except for the driver, to overturn and come to a rest on its roof in a small pond. An investigation is underway. The driver's all right. A Turkey Day trash reminder, Public Works won't be picking up your garbage tomorrow. In Racine, your pickup day will be adjusted going forward. In Kenosha, they'll pick up Thursday trash on Friday and catch back up on Saturday. Kenosha County is getting lit up this weekend. It won't be through a bottle, but through the power grid, when the city and county officials hold their official tree lighting ceremonies. The city is doing theirs in a new place at Veterans Memorial Park. That's at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue. It'll get plugged in on Friday. The Kenosha County tree gets lit Saturday during an event at Pets Park. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for the littles. Some in southeastern Wisconsin have the opportunity to win a $100 Visa gift card by just answering a few questions. It's a survey aimed at enhancing local natural resource protection efforts. The survey, open until December 1st, encourages people to provide feedback that will help.
And calm today with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight. Temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they'll become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me.
expecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Local news, timeless hits. I'm Dan Marcus on WRJN. Now here's a guy who
he couldn't lose, man. His dad was Jerry Lewis, getting him gigs on the Ed Sullivan Show, and his mom was keeping his books for him, as she had done for her husband. Here is Gary Lewis, son of Jerry Lewis, WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say?
Just
news and timeless hits, and Paul Harvey coming up right after the top of the hour with the rest of the story. First, here's Smokey.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. I must admit, I am partial to Three Dog Night because Danny Hutton, who is still with the band, original lead singer, still with the band, is one of the nicest guys in the world. And part of the reason I like him so much is because he came up through the ranks. His first job at a record company was hauling boxes on the dock and loading and unloading trucks of albums. So, and he became one of the hottest singers in one of the hottest bands in the world. So, yeah, Three Dog Night. Danny Hutton, still with the band, and so much talent in that band. Such great. If you ever get a chance to see Three Dog Night, don't pass it up. They got to be on your bucket list. There. Okay. I said it. I'm Dan Marcus. Now, if you tuned in to hear Cindy, well, Cindy moved on to another job. It was her choice. And I'm filling in for a while. And happy to be here because I love these tunes. Great to work with Don and Chris Morrow. And Kurt will be along this afternoon. And I hope he can get used to me. That's all I'm saying. WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We'll be right back. Business Group on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. An important event happening, being put on by the Department of Community Safety in the city of Racine. It is honoring victims and survivors of violence. It's a candlelight vigil being held Sunday, the 8th of December, 4 p.m. at City Hall. If you want more information, keep it here because we will be telling you more about it as the event gets closer. But honoring victims and survivors of violence, candlelight vigil. More details on the way from WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Three Americans have been released from Chinese prisons and are heading home.